This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled to be joined by Matt Wolf. Matt's a senior leader at RSM, one of the leaders in the private equity space. Matt, can you take a second to introduce yourself? Then we'll talk to you about sort of the most interesting issues you're seeing today.
Happy to. Thanks for having me on, Scott. My name is Matt Wolf. I am a director in RSM's healthcare valuation practice. And I'm also one of our healthcare senior analysts. So not only do I help our clients primarily in the sponsor-backed healthcare space with everything related to their transactions, I also study and analyze what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the healthcare ecosystem, and what does that mean for our clients and how do we help them remain relevant and successful.
And talk about what I'd like to talk about is the virtualization of private equity, not necessarily the healthcare space, which is moving towards more and more virtual, less facility-based, and that has big impacts too. But what about the way in which private equity works on deals, works with buyers, works with sellers? How does that look to you in terms of doing more and more things virtual and remote? What will stay virtual, what won't? What are some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? We work with investors that are virtualizing healthcare, and we need to look internally too. What does that mean for private equity? I think in the future, we'll just be much more intentional about what is done virtually and what is done in person. In person isn't going away. Relationships are critical. There are some things that you have to be in person to do or are most efficient to do. And in the future, we're just going to be much more diligent about how we spend our time at the client or at the company in-person meetings versus what we can do virtually.
And how do you see that breaking down as to like, what's the most important things? I mean, so much of the work can be done virtually, particularly from like an RSM private equity standpoint. But what can't be done virtually in terms of really getting to know your sellers, really getting to know who you're going to invest with, really getting to know your portfolio companies? What's harder to do virtually versus in person?
Yeah, I think that's you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Scott. I mean, we are human beings. We are social creatures. The relationships are important, and you can do virtual introductions. You can sort of continue relationships that you have virtually, right? If you're working with maybe a seller or a co-investor that you've known for years or an attorney that you've known for years, you can meet with them virtually, but establishing a new relationship, growing that, really getting to know a person, you need to have the full gamut of body language. You need to have that face-to-face connection. We are social creatures. And I think, some of the leaders in the space realize that while flying across the country to have a celebration dinner of a new deal or a financing round is expensive, it's actually a great use of time and resources because you just can't replicate that experience virtually.
And you see it more with the advisor PE fund or far more with the PE fund and portfolio company, that closer relationship is so important to really getting on the same page as the business and where the business is going?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't know that there is a distinction. I think it's important for both. And I think it's also important regardless of how hands-on or hands-off you want to be. And it may even seem counterintuitive, but if you're more of a kind of investor that likes to let the management team do their thing to a broader degree, it might even be more important to establish those relationships in person because that's how you build trust. So I don't know that I see a huge distinction, I think it's important for all investors, perhaps even most important if you want to be a little more hands-off.
Fantastic. Matt, what about the virtualization in healthcare, and how does that impact how private equity looks at deals?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think all these themes that every firm I know, every fund I know follows in healthcare, if you haven't already, just accelerate those trends 5 to 10 years, whether it is the continued shift from an acute care hospital setting to an outpatient setting, or you know, the rise of telehealth or mental health and wellness accelerate your timeline 5 to 10 years, which may sound crazy, but, you know, if 15 years ago I told you that we would accept as normal using your phone to summon a stranger, get in his or her car, and have them drive you to the airport, you might have told me I was crazy, but it's normal now, and we're going to wake up in 5-10 years, and we will be in a virtual healthcare world, and we need to start positioning ourselves and our companies, our investments for that today.
Fantastic. Matt, I want to thank you for joining us today. As always, Matt Wolf, RSM, great firm, great insights on private equity, particularly private equity in healthcare, but all the way around. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.